I call the City of Franklin's Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Olson.
Here.
Alderman Solomon.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Here.
Alderman Skaronski.
Here.
Please rise. Join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We did have a request to move something up on the agenda. Shirley Bird.
Item 17.
There's no objection. I think we all... is Shirley going to report from her seat?
Yes.
I didn't see you, Shirley. I'm sorry. Last.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. This is the semi-annual report for the Franklin Senior Travel Program. But first, I'd like to say thank you from all the Franklin seniors that go on the program, that you had it again this year, and they very much appreciate it. So thanks very much. So now I'll do the statistics for the 6 months of 2012. We've done 6 trips of the 12 that I have scheduled. They had a total of 286 trips that we've taken till June 30th of this year. Of that number, 183 were Franklin residents, 95 are non-Franklin residents, and 8 were non-city residents. Now, those non-city residents, I charge $10 extra, so they pays for the bus. They do not come unless they pay the $10. I have 115 different people that have taken the trips through the program this year. 51 have gone on at least one trip. 64 have gone on 2 or more trips. There were 64 men on the 6 trips and 222 women on the trips.
Darn, missed it again.
Special need people requiring walkers, canes, oxygen participated in the 6 trips. 19 were handicapped men, 25 were handicapped women. Some of the remaining trips that we have to do for 2012, we already did the Champions in Titletown. We just came back from that one. We will do the Wisconsin Opry in Baraboo, Wisconsin. We will do a Chicago Halloween trip, which will be a kind of a fun trip. And then we will do a play called The Nutcrackers at the Dorff House Dinner Theater. Then the last one, Christmas one, will be Dancing Horses Holiday Spectacular in Lake Geneva. The phone calls and advertising, I had 41 phone calls where I had to send out flyers. Of those calls and the flyers that I sent out, 39 Franklin residents booked trips. I had numerous other calls just for general information. The travel program is advertised in the Franklin Recreational Department Guide, the City Newsletter, and the City of Franklin Government Access TV channel under News and Events. Now, using the budget of $9,200, $4,250 is the total bus cost for the 6 trips that I took through June 30th. This leaves a balance of $4,950 for the remainder of the year. Is there any questions?
No, just a suggestion that or a comment that all of us we cherish the work that you do, and we can't thank you enough for everything that you do, Shirley. And I guess the other thing is are you okay? Are you?
I'm okay. I was just going to answer some of those questions because I thought you'd have them in your mind. Yes, I go on every trip. I have a little red Cadillac called my walker. I take on the bus, and I use that. And we have, and then I also have a tour guide that comes from Badger Coaches that comes with me on the trips. And after I get everybody checked in on the bus, she takes over and does the rest of the trip, like going into the places and checking us in first when we get there and things like that.
Well, Alderman Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just echo the mayor's thanks. Thank you, Shirley.
You're welcome.
But as your sales manager, you and I need to have a discussion about your 5% closure rate slippage. 41 and only 39 took the trips.
Two people?
Yeah, you used to be much better than that.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Sherman.
I'd make the motion to approve.
Second.
So I move in second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. I'm wondering if, you're going to help Shirley, assist Shirley.
Yeah.
Alderman Solomon. Yes,
I just want to also reiterate the thank you from all the people in my district, because a lot of the seniors that are in my district, I know, utilize that bus trip. So thank you very much.
How about a nice round of applause for Shirley?
I thank you, but I just want to make another comment. When you see the people on the bus with the smiles and the laughs, they forgot probably their health problems or whatever it was for one day. So the program is doing what it's supposed to do, to make these people happy to be on these trips. Thank you.
Thank you again, Shirley. All right, we'll now turn to the citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayor, council members, my name is Darrell Lipke, 9957 West Margaret Lane. I'm here to speak about the issues that are coming up on the wires. I've lived in Franklin for 20 years. Before that, I lived for 14 years in Michigan, and Myers was my favorite store there. Very well run, very reputable. And good for the neighborhood. Right now, unfortunately, living off of Hughes to the west of Highway 100, we don't have a whole lot of shopping out in my area. If I'm going for furniture or appliances or even groceries, I'm going to Oak Creek. This would greatly benefit the area. It is be good for the tax basis, both for the Franklin School District, which we desperately need out west. We don't need it in the Oak Creek Franklin District. And it would be good for the tax basis in Franklin itself. So, yes, I've heard some of the issues, pro and con, during the Planning Commission meeting. And I had some of the same issues when Innovative Health and Fitness went in directly west of my home. We, at times, tolerate each other, but we get along. If I've got a problem with it, I bring it up, and it's usually resolved. And I think the same thing can happen here. There's issues about traffic coming off of Pudes from the east. They ought to come out of Pudes from the west, because, fortunately, I'm retired, and I can hear my leaving my home outside of where all the traffic comes to the business industrial park, and because of all of the housing that's gone up along Hughes, east of Highway 100, there's a lot of traffic that comes out on Hughes. Sometimes it may take me as much as 10 minutes to get out of there. I know there's been discussions about traffic signal going in, and I'm working on that. I've called Representative Stone, and I think we need to take a look at it. I don't think he knows what's happening there now, much less what's going to happen. But it's a great store. I think any community would welcome it, and we ought to take a look at it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak? Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayor, Tony McDowell, 103.21 West Church Street. First of all, I have two items. First, I would like to congratulate her. Today I spent the day with 40 seniors that we take out that live in these high rises in the city of Milwaukee. For the last 12 years, I've been involved in community projects for seniors, where we provide meals for them. We deliver meals to their homes during Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter. And so I know what it is that these seniors to get out to a day. We took them to bus route to Newburgh today, which is Blue Lotus is a retreat center where they have walking trails, they have a pond, could they canoe and swim. And to see the look on these people of all different ages and all different some don't have anything, but just to see the look on those people, that is something unbelievable. I've been doing this for 12 years. The second one is I do support Mayor Miner's coming into Franklin. I think it's a great project, and I think it will grow in the area, and I think the area around there will grow. You'll get it from probably from Rosson Avenue down a little further down Highway 100, and from Highway 36 to 76 feet, you'll probably see development. Remember years ago when Southridge first came in, there was nothing but farm fields. Today, look at 76 for Southridge. This is what you can look like in the future. It's not going to work overnight, but it will come. If the economy was better, you probably would see things going in there now. But because of the economy, people don't want to spend their money because they're afraid of things. So I hope the council supports these resolutions.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. If you could please state your name and address for the record.
Pat Pomahawk. I'm a resident at 8111 South Forest Hill Circle. I spent a little time this afternoon downstairs in the planning committee looking at about 20 blueprints for the Myers store. My concern is the article that was in the local paper 2 weeks ago. Apparently, the wetlands was a concern. Wondering if anyone from the DNR has been able to assess the needs for wetland preservation.
We did receive a letter from Heidi Kennedy. I've had a conversation with some of the people, her superiors there, and I believe that our staff is working closely with the DNR. But to say that it's been resolved totally, I think that would be a stretch.
Prior to going ahead then with the project, DNR recommendation is essential?
Well, DNR, the way I portrayed it is if somebody plays bridge or canasta, or well, not canasta, but sheepshead or something, they actually trump whatever we would have to do as a city. The state law supersedes our ordinances.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
Hi, my name is Barbara Katzer, and I live on Morning Dove Court. I'm against this Meyer store going in because I back up to Putes Road, and I believe my backyard is Putes, and I believe that it's going to bring too much traffic there. And I moved out here to be quiet in a country setting, and I believe it's going to be more like 27th Street eventually. Not right away, but I believe eventually it will become like 27th Street because of all the traffic. So that's my comment.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak? Yes, sir.
Hello, Mayor. Hello, Common Council.
How are you doing?
John Hudson from 9402 West Prairie Lane. I've been out here in Franklin for 7 years. One night, my wife got stung by a bee. I had to go into Greenfield to get a happy pen at Walgreens. Yeah, everybody does want a 24-hour store, but until you need something right away, almost died. And also, we need a nice store out here. I don't like pick and save. And all the stuff we're putting in the store to go through, and then Common Council and Planning Commission says that they want more business in here. How does it look to other businesses outside of Franklin? They say, hey, come on in, and hey, we're willing to accept you. I think it's the other way around, saying, hey, our doors are closed until you've been over and make us happy. And I don't think that's a good thing for Franklin to do. I've been in their stores in Illinois and Michigan. I'm a truck driver. They keep clean stores. They're not like pick and save when you're pulling them back. You don't see garbage laying outside their stores. You don't see crap laying around. You don't see pallets stacked up a mile high like behind Walmart. It's a family-run business, and they keep it that way as far as I know. And I'd rather see that than a Walmart or another big junk store like that. And it's competition. We can't save on groceries, bring another store in, and I bet you're going to save on groceries. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the public or the citizens' comment period? Yeah, Alderman Solomon.
I'd like to respond to that last citizen. The only thing holding up the Meijer store right now are two state agencies, DOT, Department of Transportation, and the DNR. So,
what about our Planning Commission?
Planning Commission brought forth two motions that we're going to act on tonight.
Okay.
And the only ones they didn't act on were the ones that involved the Department of Transportation and the DNR. So when those issues are settled, then it'll be up to the Planning Commission to move it forward, and it'll be up to this body to approve it or disapprove it. But right now, the state is in control of those two issues.
I'd like to see it go on.
Okay.
I know they keep them in stores. It's not like a Walmart.
Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Anyone else wishing to speak? If not, I'm going to close the citizens'. Oh, sorry.
Linda Horn, 9451 West Pewds, directly south of where the Meijer proposal is planned for. I've spoken before this body before, the Planning Commission, and with the Meijer representatives. The concerns that I've raised before are still there, the 24-hour operation, the traffic on Pewds, the noise, the trash, the lighting. I've been through Meijer stores. I don't have a beef with Meijer per se, but there were also ordinances on the size of the facility that should go in there and the hours of operation, and these just kind of seem to be fluffed off to the side. So it's very disappointing that what was planned for that area is getting totally ignored, but hopefully it's not going to be that big of a pain to us, but there's still going to be wetland issues, water runoff issues, numerous concerns with it. So hopefully there's some consideration.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Anyone else wishing to speak? If not, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period and turn to item 2, a proclamation recognition of the 75th anniversary of the founding of Karma Laboratories. You have it in your packet. I think it's self-explanatory. I know that we have an ambitious agenda, so I'm going to move forward. Item C is approval of regular meeting of July 10th, 2012.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Hearings, public hearing regarding proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the future land use map. Use designation for property located at 11052-11056 South 76th Street. Mr. Deal? Madam Clerk, do you have a notice to read?
Yes. Notice is hereby given that the Common Council of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Tuesday, July 24th, 2012 at 6:30 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding a proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the future land use map use designation for property located at 11052 through 11056 South 76th Street from residential use to agriculture use, Franklin Investment Properties, LLC applicant. The property, which is the subject of this application, bears tax key number 983-9999-000, consisting of approximately 11.72 total acres of land. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Wisconsin Statutes 66.1001, parent 4, parent D. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. The proposed draft ordinance is also available and open for inspection by the public at the Franklin Public Library, 9151 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. In addition, the draft ordinance is available for review at www.franklinwi.gov. Any questions or comments about the proposed amendment to the Comprehensive Master Plan may be directed to Joel Dietl, City of Franklin Planning Manager, at 414-425-4024, dated this 13th day of June 2012.
All right, I'm going to open up item D1, a public hearing, for a public hearing. Are there any parties wishing to come forward to speak regarding item D1? Are there any parties wishing to be heard regarding item D1 relative to the land at 11052-11056 South 76th Street? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Janet Schaefer, and we own the land north of this parcel. And on July 17th, we hand-delivered a letter to the Planning and Zoning Department with concerns about the special use request and zoning change for that parcel. Okay, and each of you have a copy of that. It was our understanding at the July 19th Planning Commission meeting that commission members requested the Planning and Zoning Department review what is presently going on at this parcel. Since the zoning request has been placed on this council agenda for tonight, our hope is the Planning Department will explain their findings before a decision is made. So we would really appreciate this and to take this into consideration. Thank you.
Right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Anyone else wishing to be heard regarding D1 public hearings? Anyone else wishing to be heard? If not, we'll close the public hearing and turn to item E1, boards and commission appointments. Before you, the name of Kevin Menard for the Finance Committee.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Had the opportunity of meeting with Mr. Menard. I think you'll find him to be a stellar candidate. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skowronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Again, you have the name of Robert E. Campbell in front of you. I think if you... any of those that went through his resume would see that this gentleman is going to be a fine addition to the Finance Committee.
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skowronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have in front of you the name of Alderman Skowronski for the Finance Committee.
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skowronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Alderman Solomon for the Plan Commission.
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none. One comment, and just that Alderman Solomon, I think I've been chairing the Plan Commission for 8 years. I think I've seen him in the audience just about every single Plan Commission meeting. So, any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skowronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Yep.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Nothing on letters and petitions. I do know that there's been a request to try and wrap this up somewhere before 10 o'clock, so I'm just letting the Common Council members know.
We'll get there.
All right. First one is ordinance to amend City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the future land use map use designation for property located at 11052-11056 South 76th Street.
Motion to postpone.
Second.
There's a motion to postpone. Any
to the August 21st meeting of the Common Council.
August 21st, and that's your second?
That's my second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 2 is an ordinance to amend Chapter 15-3.0436 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District Number 31.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Wilhelm.
I don't know
know who can answer this question, but will any portion of this particular parcel have a building on the land area?
Mr. Deedle?
Yes, it will. The western portion, west of the proposed Meyer store, would be on that.
So what is the process when we have a recorded conservation easement? Is someone going to have to go down to Milwaukee County and change that conservation easement?
Yeah, we would notify the owner to do that. But I believe it would be the owner's responsibility.
Okay. So someone will, should that be motion made contingent that the register, Office of the Register of Deeds, Milwaukee County, receives notification for the correction?
That would be my motion.
And who is the second?
I think I seconded.
You did.
That's exactly what I understood him.
Okay. And Mr. City Attorney?
I believe that the subtotal of this ordinance, which stands, can stand alone and is standing alone this evening from the players' development. Five other ordinances in a package, if you will, but this can stand alone. And all this ordinance does is remove the approximate 15 acres from PDD 31. So it's available for use as some other development or for a land combination or part of a CSM. And that's literally all this does is remove it from PDD 31.
Alderman Wilson?
Well, yes, it makes it available to combine to another CSM, but it doesn't necessarily make it developable for development until the conservation easement is removed from the registered deeds office. So it may be, you know, the motion could be that staff should notify if it's going to stand alone and it's not the applicant. But somehow that should probably be changed. Otherwise, you have information at the Register of Deeds office that this is a tied-up parcel, which isn't, I don't think, the intent, according to the answer Mr. Deal gave me. He said that portion of the building would need to go on it in the future if that proposal went through. So if the intent is for future development, then just make the change.
City Attorney?
There's a conservation easement on this parcel. If the Myers project is not approved, some 15 acres are standing alone, and the conservation easement remains on it, removal of a conservation easement would become a condition, or is likely a condition in the other approvals for future development, where there would be a site plan involved, as well as the special exceptions, et cetera, to in a vacuum remove a conservation easement. Arguably that defeats the purpose of the conservation easement until it's combined with something else.
Okay. Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, the suggestion wasn't to remove it. The suggestion was to notify the Register of Deeds office. So, if you know, if someone can remember that and it doesn't slip through the cracks, we'll do it later on, but going to come up eventually. Just thought we should take care of it now.
All right. Alderman Skrensky, you had your hand up.
No,
Alderman Olson.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to return my motion to the motion as outlined in the council action sheet. And I note for the record that Mr. Randall is writing down the issue, and I'm certain he'll take care of it.
So are you rescinding your previous motion?
I'm rescinding my amendment, or I'll rescind my original motion to make a new motion to approve as per council.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 3, ordinance to amend Unified Development Ordinance text to remove PDD district from the retail building size limit provisions. So for David W. Behrens, principal of Greenberg Farrell Architecture, Inc., applicant.
So moved.
Second.
The moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A couple of questions, Mr. Mayor, I'll ask you if you were or if you'd like to ask the city attorney. With the action on this motion, does this permit anyone from doing any construction? Either one.
Mr. City Attorney?
That's a pretty broad question.
Okay, let me rephrase it. Does this give permit to anyone to do to move forward with any project?
No, what it does is within the big box ordinance, as it's commonly called, sets forth the applicability of that 125,000 square foot size limit, including within any planned development district ordinance which the common council might adopt. And what it does by removing quote PDD, close quote, meaning planned development district, means that whenever a proposal is made to the city and reaches the common council decides what the size of the building will be, rather than being limited by another ordinance that limits it to no more than 125,000 square feet.
Thank you, Mr. City Attorney. I was involved in 2004 with the drafting of the Crossroads Plan, of which this was an offshoot. Actually, there was some citizen action involved in this as well. At the time we were doing the Crossroads Plan, and I think I'm doing this on purpose. My constituents deserve to know why I take the action I take. So if you'll bear with me, members of the council. When we were doing that plan, and that was a citizen plan driven by initially by Alderman Dorson, and then after the election, I jumped into it, and a number of citizens. The plan was drawn up by an academic, Larry Blitzling. Throughout that process, I continued to ask the good professor to involve the services of local developers. Ultimately, he did. The plan finally was designed, and the 125,000 square foot limitation was arrived at. Frankly, I don't remember how it came to that number. But throughout the process, I asked a lot of local developers at that time their opinion of the plan. Was it workable given the economy? And to all of them, they said, yeah, maybe. I was not comfortable with that, but it was the wishes of the people at the time. Move forward with it. Throughout the next now 8 years, had a number of discussions with multiple developers, some of them national, one of them international, a lot of them local. With the changing economy, they say there's no way that plan will ever happen. Well, ever is a long time. So then it becomes an issue of how long do you wait. I've heard in two elections now I've heard since I've started working for the city in 1991 that we need relief in the Franklin tax, Franklin Schools District. For the taxes. And I've taken criticism personally, Mr. Mayor, for working hard on 27th Street, where the tax base goes to us and the city of Oak Creek. Although it's not involved in this motion here, I believe this motion is important to pass because it frees a developer to come with a project that may be larger than a relatively arbitrary restriction that would attract other businesses to the city. To arbitrarily put a size limit on any development, I think, specifically in regards to planned development districts, where they're tightly controlled by the city, I think that's not productive for the tax base and taxpayers of the city. So given that, Mr. Mayor, I will support this motion.
Okay. And Madam Clerk, we do have a motion on the floor, right?
Yes.
Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 4, resolution conditionally approving a condominium plat for 8977-79 Cordgrass Circle, condominium 8977 and 8979 South Cordgrass Circle.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Wilhelm and then Alderman Olson.
I'd just like to note this is another issue with the Register of Deeds office having different records than the City of Franklin.
Alderman Olson.
Okay, I was waiting for an answer. I just want to go on record that if we ever, in my tenure, approve multiple condominiums on a single location, I will absolutely lose my mind and I can do that. This was, the whole way we did this development over there is just a nightmare. Neighbors can't talk to neighbors because the administration of the condominium is so screwed up, and it's not the people in it, it's the way it was set up.
Wait, just to be wrong.
Just can't do this anymore. That's the
Okay. Alderman Skronsky?
Well, the other thing is to, if this ever comes up again, there will never be a homeowners association passed by me in this area. This is the
worst one you got.
Yeah, the one that breaks the camel's back and all the constituents there. This is my area, and it's been a nightmare for years, and it's not working. It just takes the policies of the city and puts them on the side, and with the constituents that I had to work with there, it's been divisive. It is totally useless, so I will never, ever vote for another item like that again.
Alderman Wilhelm, if I can take a stab at your first question?
No, it wasn't a question. It was just for the record, because this document says that these, and this would be a correction for Alderman Olson, these were recorded at Maukee County deeds without the city review or approval. So the city didn't, and that was my comment, where county records are different than city records. That's why I was making that point.
But, and for the just for the benefit of the council and the public, I had the pleasure, I guess, of when I was in director of human resources for Maukee County, that there's called the mezzanine, and it, you know where that is? It keeps records of every civil service action going back to when there was first civil service, everything in triplicate, and it was in handwritten form, and the same more than likely holds true for many of the other offices in Maukee County. And so I would be really surprised if many of the records that exist in municipalities are not different than the documents that are down at Maukee County or in the state government. It's only in recent times that they've tried to scan the documents in and put them in digital form. So, all right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 5, resolution of reapproving a certified survey map conditionally approved by resolutions on August 5th, 2008, People's Choice Car Wash, Alderman Solomon.
Move to approve.
Second.
That moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Only a comment. I just want to thank Alderman Solomon for hard work on that proposal. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 6, request for approval of the administrative rules and procedures for the previously approved Franklin Complete Streets and Connectivity Board of the City of Franklin. Mr. Bennett and I had a brief discussion about this. Mr. Bennett.
Yes, I was a little surprised that either engineering and public works were not involved in the Complete Streets program. We are the ones that operate and maintain all the streets and the sidewalks and maintain the trails and all. So I guess I would just suggest that this incorporate somebody from the engineering department to be on the committee.
Okay. Hold it, Solomon.
Alderman Wilhelm pointed out to me today that along with the makeup of the committee, there are 11 total members. One shall be a non-voting parliamentarian, and 3 shall be non-voting advisors. So you are certainly welcome to send somebody to represent the engineering department. And I would suggest that you do that, and I don't see a problem with it. I think it's needed because, quite obviously, as we move forward with streets, paths, trails, sidewalks, etc., it's going to come out of your department as to how much these endeavors are going to cost us. So your participation will be welcome.
Alderman Olson?
Well, you know, as they say, Mr. Mayor, no good deed goes unpunished. I would suggest that the city engineering department staff this committee rather than the department of city development. Because it is your thing, and you guys already do complete streets. You might as well give the staff for it, too. And, Mr. Mayor, on the second item, I would request that whoever makes the motion includes in our motion to remove the word board and substitute the word committee.
Okay. Is there a Alderman Woolham?
Well, I'll make the motion because I did hear some concerns about the word board. And also, Commissioner Mikulik had talked to me about the word advisory. So I'm going to change this up. A motion to approve the administration rules and procedures for the Complete Streets and Connectivity Commission, a replacement for the Trails Committee, and to include the name changes to the rules and procedures to reflect those appropriate to the name.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Wilson.
I believe that the title commission is reserved for commissions authorized by the county or organized under board.
I'll correct that to committee if that's appropriate.
Sure.
It doesn't really matter to me.
Committee? Okay, Alderman Skaransky.
Yeah, it should only be committee, not board.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 7, change order for contract for DF Tomasini.
So moved.
There's a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 8, ordinance prohibiting parking on the north side of West Forest Hill.
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing Alderman Skaransky.
Yeah, because of the parking on that street with the school board, why don't they open up their side and have parking on their property? Because that's mainly why the residents don't want it there, because it screws up all the front of their homes. Why don't the school board do an indentation so you can park at an angle and put a lot of cars in there and make it a hell of a lot better, because nobody's going to use that property within 20 feet of the road anyway. And I think that's something that the school board should be taking up and take care of, because it's really their use.
Mr. Bennett and Alderman Schmidt and Alderman Olson.
Yeah, I have talked to the business administrator, and the school district is looking at more parking, changing the intersection, because they do have some problems getting onto Forest Hill Avenue, particularly in the morning and evening. And so they're going to have a traffic engineer take a look at that.
I have to catch Joe.
So, yeah, I think they will be doing that.
If I may finish. Yeah, because I looked at that. I've been by there several times, and I don't see any reason why that can't be accomplished, because that'll satisfy the neighbors. It'll be a good, it won't hurt anything with safety, and it would help everybody coming to the games and enjoying them and not worrying about the park. Thank you.
Sure. Okay, we have a motion. Alderman Olson.
Alderman Schmidt. Yeah, we had a lot of discussion over this at the Public Works, and part of the situation is that there already is a lot of parking available in the district office across the street. And the problem is that the people, their kids are playing closest to the road, they want to park closer so they don't have to walk a long distance. That's been, they don't want to go in into the parking lots, they'd rather park closer to the road. That's what's caused part of the problem.
It's known as exercise and good health.
Is it all on Schmidt? Alderman Olson.
Thank you. I appreciate the input for this issue. Right behind my office, actually. I appoint the members of Council Page 113 and Ron Romeister's report to us. He highlights the school district position, which, by the way, this has been worked on before. The school district's position is we have adequate parking, up to 200 stalls. If we added parking, no telling if the parents or others would use it. It's not really our problem that the participants park on the street, and Forest Park Middle School will be considered for reference for additions or changes. So, you know, it kind of puts it back in our lap, not so nicely. I do not want to have parking on the street, because it inconveniences the people who live on the street. However, We need to do it so that these people aren't inconvenienced even more by Saturday morning activities that, frankly, have gotten out of control. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, I had to remind. We had a slight complaint I wanted to take care of. Alderman Skronsky?
Well, with Alderman Olson saying, well, I disagree with Ron. I think there's plenty of room there. It can be done very effectively. And if John is saying he's working with the school, I think the school's got to step up to the plate and get this resolved, because it isn't the city that's creating the problem. It's the parents that come and want to watch their kids that become the problem. So I think we should all work together, but I don't think the city should be bearing some of the costs. Let the school board come up to the plate.
Alderman Olson?
Mr. Alderman, I think you misunderstood what I was just saying. That is the school district staff position.
Oh.
That is not their
oh.
problem.
Okay. Well,
lots
of luck.
Alderman Solomon, you have your hand?
Yeah, I think if you've been watching the school district and the referendums that are coming up in November, this is a topic of discussion to add parking at this facility, and or create more than one way in or an easier way in and an easier way out. So it is on their agenda. I agree the problem is the parents just don't want to walk that far because it's an hour soccer match. And, you know, they don't want to walk an extra 20 feet. They want Junior out there to run around the field and get his exercise, but their fat butts don't want to walk to the car an extra, 400 feet. So.
If I can,
that appears to be the problem.
We have some very, very important issues, not to say that this is a minor issue, but I'd like to make sure that we get through this meeting and that we have the good services of our city attorney all the way through this. So, so with that, I would ask that we wrap this up and try and get some closure on this. Alderman Skronsky?
Yeah, it just one thing is I was at that meeting when they presented their thing, and this was not on there. So I was there, so they must have added it later on. Thank you.
All right, motion on the floor has been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. let's see. Item 9, method of obtaining refuse and recycling hauling municipal/resident services to be used relative to refuse contract during contract expiring December 31st, 2012. John's Disposal Service, Inc., 5-year contract term proposal. Mr. Bennett, before I begin, this is not the final contract. This is a draft. Is that the?
Yes, this is correct. The council directed the engineering department, staff, to negotiate with John's Disposal for a 5-year refuge contract, which would include carts for recycling. And I've worked with John's, the city attorney, myself. This isn't the complete contract. There's some more work to be done by the city attorney on it. You may want to comment on that. But I guess we need your direction on what you'd like to do. If we don't go ahead and negotiate a contract, time's running out because we need to bid this and have it ready for the budget. So either way, we need some action on this, either to in the next month or so to get a contract with John's or to authorize us going out for bids for refuse collection.
Alderman Olson?
A couple things, Jack. Page 117 of the pack, your first page of the contract. Your first change relative to the condominiums. Second to the last sentence, each association may select that each unit in the association will use 18 bins, 96-gallon carts, or dumpsters. That's a lot of refuge containers in one condominium. They got to use 18 bins?
No.
For each condo? I'm just pointing these out to fix, okay? Page 8 of the 7 of the contract, on the bottom, item residential item B, you specify 96-gallon carts when, in fact, we're offering the options, so you may want to add the options to that. Likewise, on page 123, page 8 of the contract, middle of the first paragraph, second sentence, the you have a replacement cost of $60. Is there a cost difference between between the 48-gallon and the 60-gallon. I'm sorry, 96-gallon. That ought to be highlighted, I would think, because ain't no way I can put that one in my garage. That's all I have.
Alderman Taylor and then Alderman Wilma.
Well, I was just going to ask you. In order to speed things up, I was just going to make a motion to direct staff to return a final draft of a refuse collection, disposal, and recycling contract with John's Disposal Service, Inc. for years 2013 through 2017, with the substance of the terms we presented tonight, and bring it back to the next common council meeting. And in the meantime, any input that aldermen have in the contract, maybe talk to either the city attorney or Jack, so I have to do it here this evening.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm and then Alderman Scranton.
Yeah, I would prefer to make my comments now. I have the very first one on 117, same as Alderman Olson brought up, that each association may select that unit in association with the 18 bins, the 96, or the dumpsters. Dumpsters are not provided by the city. So if you're a condo owner, you're penalized because if you're a homeowner, you get a free cart. But condo owners don't get dumpsters. However, on page 119, we're going to the city at the city's cost, and the taxpayers, including the taxpayers in the condo units, are going to get 8 dumpsters that the city's going to pick up. So how do you justify giving 8 dumpsters for St. Martin's Labor Day Fair, what the taxpayers have to pay for, but yet the people in the condo units have to rent and pay for the dumpsters, and they don't get carts? They're residential homeowners, just like the homeowners. They pay taxes just like homeowners, and a lot of them can't fit all the carts in, but yet they have to pay for the dumpster. St. Martin's Fair doesn't. I guess Mr. Bennett might want to answer that.
Yeah, I didn't think you wanted to.
Well, remember, this is just recycling. This is not garbage collection. This is
correct.
Just the recycling. Mm-hmm. So they're giving the condo owners kind of the same service as they would be giving the single family. They can either have carts, bins. But if they don't want either one of those and they want to keep their dumpsters, they will be allowed to keep their dumpsters.
At a price?
No, at no cost, because they can keep their own dumpsters that they have now.
Not necessarily, because there's one condo unit I have that has no dumpster, so they can't take the option of a dumpster, so now they're going to have big carts. Then I have another condo unit that had a dumpster, but when the last change was made, their dumpster disappeared, so now they're buying a dumpster again. This continues to happen over and over, and the one with the big condo unit on College Avenue, they've had all kinds of problems with the dumpster issue. You know, you continue to force these people to buy these dumpsters, but every other residential home in the city gets to get a free cart and replacement and repair work, not the condo unit owners. And, you know, they're all sharing ones. You may have, you know, 18, 20 residential taxpayers at $3,000 or so a piece, maybe more, who have to pay for theirs. But if you own a home, you get yours for free. And it just, I'd rather say, charge the St. Martin's Fair.
We do.
It says this is part of, it says what the city will get.
Oh, the St. Martin's Fair, along with the 4th of July, along with all the municipal buildings, are in this contract.
Right.
And we provide services to all the municipal entities.
In the contract that the taxpayers pay for. So the taxpayers are paying for units over at all of those other facilities, but yet when it comes to their own home, they don't get a dumpster.
Well, that'd be a policy decision of the council. If they want to put in here that the city will provide dumpsters for all condominiums,
I guess I would like to direct staff to find out at the next council meeting when this comes back just how many dumpsters the city would have to come up to make that equal out.
Okay, we do have that information on who rents dumpsters and who owns their own dumpsters.
That would be very helpful. Then we could see if it's going to be a huge cost. If it's a minimal cost, we could end this thing once and for all, and I would really like to see that happen.
It's
Thank
a
you.
Policy decision of the council.
All right.
Sure. Alderman Skarsky.
Well, I'm against this whole thing because you should have went out for open bid to give the constituents of this community a fair and equal bidding price on other purveyors that could just... This kind of arrangement is not the same as what's in place now. It's being changed. So being that, I can't vote for this no matter what, because we didn't go for an open bid process.
Alderman Olson and Alderman Salmon.
I absolutely understand where Alderman Lawton is coming from and agree to her to the extent that it's an issue. It's a complicated issue. And in this document, Mr. Bennett, it makes more complicated because now you're offering them the option of the cart when, for example, Duckway Shores Pier, or I forgot what the number it is, with 40 units in it. They have the option for 18 or 48-gallon carts? I don't think so. So I urge you to rethink this before you bring it back and work that out because multiple unit condos that we currently don't collect from now really shouldn't have bins.
Alderman Solomon?
I concur with Alderman Olson. The scenario here is that when you have high-density condominiums, that's the price they pay for buying into that high-density condominium. It's like going to an apartment building. I didn't choose to live there. But when I signed on my lease, it said the homeowners association of this condominium development will provide dumpsters. It's in there. Excuse me.
I would remind everyone that what we have in front of us is a draft looking, and staff is looking for suggestions before it brings back the final contract for your approval or denial. Alderman, let's see, Schmidt.
If this were still to be opened up for bids, how long would that process take you?
Probably about 60 days.
I know they kind of closed the door really fast. The last time we discussed this, offered waste management or whatever opportunity to submit a competitive bid.
The
motion,
Madam Clerk, could you please read back the motion? I believe it's the one that's in the packet.
It's on the packet. Added to it, if you have the input, work with staff.
Okay, I like that.
Just a couple questions. And I understand that the city attorney was, the city engineer was directed by the council to return with what we have in our packet tonight. I also want to say to Johns that I think Johns does a great job, and I've actually recommended Johns to other municipalities, and I think they know that. Is this the document that we have here, Mr. Bennett? Is this the comparison copy in its entirety? In other words, I have underlined sections of the contract. Is this the original contract that the council has passed previous years, and then only for the underlying sections, those are the only changes?
Yes, except on the original contract, we had a 3-year, a 5-year, and a 10-year bid items. We took the and just had a one bid item, and it's in this case just a 5-year contract. But yes, it's exactly the same, except we didn't want to show on track removing all the extra bids that they, and most of the contractors didn't bid the 5 and 10 year when we did it before. But with carts, we understand that you really need to go 5 years. So yes, it's just really basically the same contract, and just what was changed in track is the changes.
And what about like on page 118, number 3, scope of work? Where it says, contractors shall be required as part of the highlighted bold capitalized language, is that new language or is that existing language?
That is existing language.
All right. And so it's just, once again, it's if you go to a little bit further down, it's item 4, the contract price weekly refuse collection. Where it's underlined, it says estimated 11,080 versus, what was it, 11,343?
Yeah, I updated to what we anticipate for the beginning of 2013. We will use the actual records from the assessor's office, but I took the occupancies that we've had this last 6 months and added to them, and then plus another 6 months, so we have a total for the year.
Okay, where it says at 57.33, that's underlined. What was the language? Is that the existing language or is that new language?
That's the existing language because there's no cost increase for 2013 based on the negotiations.
I guess to save some time because I've asked it. If you go to page 122, item C, A, again, it's A3 estimated, 8,987, and it used to be 9,206, so it's going down?
Yes, it's going down.
Okay, and then the per residence, the total, that's existing language?
Yes.
All right, and then on the bottom, recyclables, you got all materials must be contained in the cart. That's new language. So prior to this, we didn't have that language regarding carts.
We had tubs.
Okay, we had tubs.
And you can see tubs crossed out. It's kind of hard to see, but it's crossed.
This is rhetorical because we talked this afternoon, but would it be your suggestion to, before the council votes on this, that there be some sort of public notice that goes out to everyone, letting them know, one, about the changes in the contract, and two, the change to the cart language?
I guess that's really a policy decision, but I think it's always good to get notification out on any changes. Just maybe comment, one other comment. Engineering department has always believed very strongly in competitive bidding. And we've had, in fact, one other time we didn't competitively bid. The contract, the two contractors were close together, and the council chose to go with a slightly more expensive contractor. So they haven't always taken low bid, but we always think that it's a good process to go out for public bids. We kind of understand the service that we've received from Johns, and we do understand if the council doesn't want to, but I'm always a believer in competitive bidding. And you could competitively bid, and I think the city attorney says you can give to any contractor, but I think you start walking down some dangerous paths when you do that, because then you're going to have a price for everything, and it may be hard to justify. So. But yeah. Anyway, that's a policy decision of this council. They have one other time, probably against our recommendation, they gave it not to the low bidder. I think it's a service. We aren't compelled to call this a public works contract, so the council can really do what it wishes. We could call these quotations. Probably would be better to call it a quotation than a bid, but I think the city attorney has really said if you put it in that kind of form, if you make it look like a bid, it is a bid. But this is not a public works project, so by state law, we don't have to competitively bid it. So it's your decision. I guess that's about all I can say.
Okay, so just to recap, while it's a policy decision, it would be your recommendation that notice go out to the public about the changes?
Yeah, maybe you'd want to just open up, we could publish something and put something in a paper that the next council meeting, you could have a brief comment period on what people think about carts or tubs.
Yeah. I mean, I personally like carts, but I've talked to a number of people, and I was surprised by some of the replies I got about they don't like them at all, and I'm not sure that this has actually got out to the public. I just see that Rick Romano from the Franklin Hub came in, and I'm glad because I think that the newspaper serves a valuable service to us by trying to get this out that, in fact, this is there are some significant changes, or there could be construed as significant changes to the average taxpayer with us. So I would strongly advise the council to provide notice or to try and get notice out as widely as possible. Alderman Taylor and Alderman Wilma.
Well, I guess I don't have a problem with putting out a notice, except for I would remind this body that although the mayor did point out, I think last time this issue came up, when I referred to the budget as not really giving the general public much notice of the garbage collection being a separate line item on your tax bill, that you did remind us that it was put in a newsletter that, you know, a good section of the public reads, but not all of them. And that was a proposed budget, which means it still had to be go through Finance Committee, it still had to go through this Common Council. And that budget was passed with putting the garbage collection as a separate line item on your tax bill. And we didn't put any notification out then that said this is going to happen. People found out in jail when they got their tax bills. And then the phones lit up. And I do it to your office because I obviously didn't approve of that. So, and we can put this in and put a notice out there, let the people know, but we didn't do it for this same subject matter, which is garbage pickup. And, you know, I this may or may not happen. And we may not, and then you could veto it. So, you know, I guess I have no problem with Your Honor, but, you know, we didn't treat that other issue the same.
Alderman Wilhelm and Alderman Skransky.
I think that at the last meeting when there was a vote taken that would move forward with this, that was the intent. And now before us we have in a public document a draft contract with prices, and to back up at this point and go out for a bidding process wouldn't seem very fair to the contractor that we've been negotiating with. If that was going to come back, that should have came back before this document got published. I don't think we should be changing it in midstream at this point. The votes were here to stick with John's. We did that because we have phenomenal service. I went back and just put in the word John's in my email and got all kinds of emails that popped up about the great job they're doing. And the price is good. This is a better price than before. I think there were some concerns about the really large carts, but obviously there's a smaller cart available. And most of the municipalities surrounding us are doing this. We're behind the curve on this. And I really would oppose backing up at this point with the figures that are in this. And especially if you're thinking about, oh, we're going to put this out and get lower bid, and then you've just told these people you don't appreciate their business. And I think that's just wrong. So I'm fine with notice to the public about what we're doing. I'm fine with the motion, and I'd like to call the question.
All right, is there a second to calling the question? No? All right. All those in favor of calling the question, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Do we have a roll call, Madam Clerk?
Alderman Olson?
No.
Alderman Solomon?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski?
No.
I believe the vote is 2/3, 4-2 in favor of calling the question.
Yeah. It was 4-2.
So 2/3 is required for calling the question. So the motion passes on the main motion.
Motion to direct staff to return a final draft of a refuse collection, disposal, and recycling contract with John's Disposal Service, Inc. for the years 2013 through 2017 with the substance of the terms to be presented to the Common Council at its meeting on July 24th, 2012, at the next regular Common Council meeting, with input from the Alderman to be given to City Engineer John Bennett and City Attorney Wesolowski. And also with a notice to the public.
Okay.
What about my request?
Is that the motion? Who is the second of the motion?
Alderman Olson.
Okay, is that the motion?
Yeah, I'd like to add something later, but I'll do the second motion.
Sorry. Is that your motion?
That's my motion.
What was your motion? Is that your motion?
That's my motion.
It's been seconded. There is no further discussion. All those in city attorney?
Well, the open meeting reminder, contact to staff does not mean staff telling council members what some other council member had to say. And council members shouldn't engage in that kind of give and take. So any comments will be listed as comments, period.
Okay, on the question, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Olson.
Motion to direct staff to produce a direct mail piece to all the homes receiving trash collection with notice of our intent to use carts and include a photograph of bin and the two cart sizes side by side. And it would be nice if Joey would be the model and stand next to all of it so that there could be some kind of reference.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Wilhelm.
I just go back to my staff request for the condominium. Is that something that is going to require a motion because I can make another motion?
I think it's going to include what they said, all the aldermen requests.
Okay. All right.
Your request.
Thank you.
All right. Alderman Taylor.
Cost on doing something like this? What's that cost to put together a notice?
What about $10,000?
For what?
Put it in the newsletter.
Alderman Taylor?
10,000 people we have to.
No, what's the cost? The cost?
Plus what, 40 cents times 10,000?
No, it's not 40.
It's
47.
No,
you get bulk meal.
No.
Alderman Taylor?
I just want to get a dollar amount. I want to get a dollar amount before I bonus. What is it going to be?
About 10, a little over 10,000 mail muscles.
What's a bulk mail?
$500. There's a service you can get.
Right. To do it. All right, so about $500 or something?
22 cents a piece.
About 500?
Yeah. Mr. Roberta.
I believe our bulk mail will probably run a separate piece, probably more in the neighborhood. 30-something
stuff that gets the first stuff
in there. Probably 3,500.
Newsletters are a little more
expensive,
but it's quicker and heavier. But we have a newsletter
that is printed
for the printer
this
week. So we'll
late for
that. Alderman Skronsky?
Well, Alderman
Taylor, you still have
the
floor.
No, I'm good.
Alderman Skronsky?
Yeah, I think, first of all, try it because you got it printed by the House Correction, right? Ask them, give them a call. Second of all, you could put a postcard out there, and I think it's 21.3 cents, and you can get that out there, and that should be enough for notice for people to get, and that can be printed very reasonably, very cheap, and it's very inexpensive to send out. Please check it.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, it might be too late for the newsletter, but inserting one piece of paper inside the newsletter shouldn't be too late. And you probably haven't printed up the newsletter yet, so you just go down to the copy machine and print them off what you need and take them to them. Say, so here, put these in there. All right, what's...
I apologize, but there wasn't any discussion on how long it would take to develop it or what your timeline was. I'm not sure when to start.
Do it start tomorrow.
Yeah, if it's going to save us $2,500, we do it tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm working with you.
Motion was to direct staff. Let them micromanage.
Let them do their job.
Well, I want to know whether it can be done tomorrow.
Can we
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
That's right. Go ahead.
Who has the floor? I don't want to.
I'm done.
Well, I want to know if we can get this done or not, because if I'm not going to spend $2,500, we're going to do this, we're pretty sure. So we're going to get input of people saying, yes, we want to, no, we're not.
Yeah.
Is that, are we going to have people marching here, we're going to change our minds and not do it when we have 10,000 households? I don't think so. Let's say we have to move to a different location because we have more than 95 people show up here. I'm sorry, this is probably going to happen. So we can spend money for no reason.
Yeah, I agree.
The maker of the motion, could you read back the motion, please?
Alderman Olson moved to direct staff to produce mailing to all homeowners receiving trash collection with the news on the bins and the carts, also to include a picture of said bins and carts.
I just want to, did you want to stick with that motion, Alderman?
You know, I'm kind of a proud guy, but I'll take suggestions.
Well, if I think Mr. Liberta is saying that you might be able to get
if
you'd
be included in the newsletter.
We'll direct staff to produce. It's wide open. Do whatever they want.
Well, we have a standing motion.
That's but the motion doesn't restrict it to mail. And even if it was a mail, they can put it in the newsletter because that's in the mail.
I may have been wrong, but I thought the clerk read back mailing.
But the newsletter gets mail. I don't care. I'll remove the word mail. Just remove the word mail.
Want them to ask them to call your aldermen? How do you want them to reply?
Yeah, absolutely.
Call the city engineer.
Because of the importance of this, Madam Clerk, would you please be patient with us and read it back again with the deletion of the word mailing?
Well, I have direct staff to produce a postcard or newsletter or other media to all homes receiving trash collection with the news on the bins and carts to include a picture of said bins and carts.
Then who seconded?
Skaransky.
Alderman Skaransky?
Yeah,
okay.
Fine.
Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm and Mr. Bennett.
Can't we get our local newspaper to stick it in the newspaper on Thursday? And, well, it will go to quite a few people. I mean, and then between, I've got a newsletter, you've got a newsletter. I mean, I think I agree with Alderman Taylor that we're going to spend this money, and I think we're ready to move toward this. We've been ready to move toward this. We just haven't had the cost right, and now we've got the cost right. So now we're going to spend $4,000 on something that we've got a great price on. We've got a great contractor. I don't know. I have all kinds of people saying trash is blowing all over my neighborhood.
Right.
On any time the recycle goes out, we've got to pick up trash everywhere. We need bigger bins, and we need a lid. And what's the solution to that? The one we're looking at right now.
Alderman Taylor,
I
asked
the maker the motion if we can get a friendly amendment to say if this can be done and placed in the newsletter that goes out whenever, next newsletter.
I don't understand what you're going to tell him. I just
Alderman Olson.
Yeah, it's friendly enough, I suppose. Here's the reality: we need to tell our constituents something because when we last discussed this, it was a political decision. It was public. It was reasonably publicized, and I got to tell you, you guys think the Meyer thing's an issue? It's probably 10-1 emails in the trash issue, whether they have carts or not, compared to the Meyer issue. I'm here to tell you. So if you choose not to communicate anything to your constituents, I think you're in trouble.
Got to communicate.
If you want, instruct the city engineer. The reality is this came about us not as a political decision. This came to us that says you do this or it's going to cost you a lot more money. That's why we're doing this. We're not doing this because we want to. We're doing this because we're, in essence, being forced into it. So, Jack, to answer your question, pictures of the bins, this is what the Common Council has decided to go with. Pick a bin. And then our phones work.
Now, the technical piece, Alderman Olson, you accepted the friendly suggestion from Alderman Taylor.
I sure did.
And who is the second?
Right.
Do you accept the
yeah.
friendly
I'll go along
suggestion?
All right. Move on.
With that, we have a motion on the floor. It has been seconded. I'm going to ask the clerk to read back the motion one more time.
Yeah. Alderman Olson moved to direct staff to produce postcard or if it can be placed in the newsletter notification to all homes receiving trash collection with a picture of the bins and the carts.
Okay, that's the motion. Everybody agree that's the motion? All right, Mr. City Attorney?
I'll echo city engineer. Somebody will probably call me tomorrow and say what goes in this letter. Number one, I don't know that the Common Council has formally decided on carts as a separate item. I think that would be part of the contract, which would return to the council. So I would react and say the council is considering that the next part of the correspondence would be, and that consideration is expected to take place at the next Common Council meeting. I'm seeing all the most not as heavy.
I agree with that.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, if we're just going to say considering, it should be considering due to cost and the convenience and also the ability that for the wind that won't be blowing around the garbage. I don't know.
Aesthetic.
This way, this, right. The garbage aesthetics. I think those are all reasons that should go in there if you're going to put something out. Not just, we're considering this. They need to know why the consideration is there, and you give 3 bullet points or something on the consideration. This shouldn't be that difficult.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been read back several times. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have. Motion carries. Alderman Solomon.
Just a comment in this contract. You better figure out who's going to pick up all those blue buckets. Because most houses have 2 of them.
You're going to get a refund, though.
Item 10, ordinance to amend Chapter 133 of the Municipal Code related to fire prevention, protection, and control to modernize and update the same and to impose certain fees upon property owners for fire inspection services. Alderman Scrant, well, why don't we just do the presentation first?
Let them go first.
Chief Martins?
Yes, thank you.
And you have somebody with you tonight?
Fire Marshal William Jepson with me this evening. About a year and a half ago, maybe longer, Gordy, myself, and Kathy Hitter began to do a review of the current fire protection code as it was about a 5-year period since it had been adopted. During that process, the ad hoc committee for development issues was created at the time, Mr. Mayor. And I was asked to appear before the ad hoc committee several times to discuss fire code issues.
Right.
And during that process, just to try to shorten up this report as little as possible here, is that I was asked to come back with some information related to the code as it applied to its impact on development in the community. We did that. I looked at other communities. I reviewed their codes in detail. And so in the process, with the state changes that occurred during this time, along with some of the tweaking that I did with our issues, especially those that seemed at times to be somewhat debatable by developers. And during that process, the meeting before your committee, Mr. Mayor, was unanimously approved for the work that we put into this document. So basically, Brian Sadek from the city attorney's office sat down with me and developed this ordinance with the changes that we're proposing. And I guess I'm here to answer any questions you may have and provide you with any additional information.
Alderman Skronsky has hand up first. Alderman Wilhelm and Alderman Olson.
Who was sitting on that ad hoc committee? Did you have a mix of fire department people, business people?
It was business. It was developers. I believe Alderman Taylor sat on it. Mayor
I know at one point Mark Carstensen,
Jim O'Malley.
It was okay. The committee that I created. Alderman Taylor put the idea forward, and it passed the common council think six zip.
And then the mayor brought up that we got like 19 executive orders right away.
Right, and we met for well over a year, year and a half, and came up with like 32 different proposals to how to streamline the business process in the city. Quite a few individuals, and then we had all the department heads sitting on it.
Okay, so it was a good cross-section of people putting in, taking out, doing things of that nature, so making things a lot easier for...
Well, they brought up their concerns, Alderman, and we took those back and looked at the issues and reviewed the code issues, if there was anything in particular that they had concerns about, and then brought back a report to them that I think they felt pretty comfortable with. At least that's the impression I received.
Okay. All right. That's it for now. Thank you.
Alderman Wilhelm and Alderman Olson.
I have two comments on the ordinance. The first one is on the first page of the ordinance, which is 136, and it's item 3. I think that the definition of the AHJ should be in parentheses and right up front, because you have to read all the way to section 8 in this resolution before you, if you don't know what AHJ is. So put the authority having jurisdiction and then parentheses, as in Section 8, in Section 3, and then you don't need to have it in Section 8. All right.
What page was that again,
Alderman? Page 136. Section 1.
You got the page numbers, okay.
Section
1. It's under the definitions. Is that what you're speaking about?
Well, no, Section 1 on the very first page of the ordinance. All right, no. Item 3 on Section 1.
Now, therefore, Section 1.
Plan shall be submitted for review to the AHJ. But in order to find what AHJ is, you have to read all the way to almost the end of the next full page. So I'm just saying, usually you name what the thing is first. So just swap around the wording.
Because in the actual code, we have definitions, and that's
right. And it says Section 8 is the definition.
Okay.
But you're talking about it up here in the resolution, but you're not telling anybody what it is until you read it way over here. So just all you have to do is just put it there.
City attorney is wanted to weigh in. I think the city attorney had put in a lot of time reviewing this document.
I did have another item before I give up the floor.
Well, noticing that city attorney is raising his hand regarding your first issue.
Okay.
Because you were asking him and actually the city attorney that said it was okay. City attorney.
Only that this is a summary of changes to lengthy fire prevention code. The code currently has a location for all its definitions, including AHJ. And so you don't want to change ordinances in here that were maybe in detail, because they all get plugged in, if you will, if it's approved, into pages and pages of existing code.
I understand that. However, if I'm reading a standalone ordinance,
so that you want it in the whereas? Because I was understanding you want it in the code, and then you're going to have...
No, just put it anywhere up front, so when I get to Section 1, I don't have to read the entire document to find out what AHJ is.
And by
that's
the way,
it.
These are...
Put it in a whereas, that will work.
These are suggestions that have not been put in the form of a motion for change yet. These are just discussion.
Right. And the other comment I have is on page 143, which would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's almost to the end, anyway. It's on page 8 of the ordinance. It's the top of the page where it says smoke alarms, item J. It doesn't say if this is new or existing. And what it says is that... installation required a 10-year smoke alarm with a sealed battery or smoke alarms hardwired to the structure electrical power with a battery backup in the interconnected with each other shall be installed in all my multifamily and mixed-use occupancies no later than January 1st. Okay, 2003. Then the next sentence. Smoke alarms must be installed in all bedrooms, in the common hallway outside the bedrooms, and at the head of all stairways. If you did that, you would have three of them on top of each other in some places.
I do in my house. the stairway, yes, you would have one right outside the room, because if the smoke is generated, you want to get the earliest warning possible, and then there's one in the bedroom as well. I mean, that's they are close together, but that's kind of the way. This is the current code. This is not anything new.
Right. What says smoke alarms must be installed in bedrooms. Okay, that's good. Yeah. In the common hallway, outside the bedrooms. Okay, you want one outside the bedroom. Okay. And at the head of all stairways. Well, what if the head of the stairway is outside the bedroom?
Yeah.
Okay. Then it should say or instead of and, because right now and means both places.
And or?
Right.
Okay.
Those are my two things.
Chief, the suggestions, are those changes to new language or existing language?
This particular item, you're talking about the smoke alarm item?
I'm talking about the language that we have in front of us. Is this the changes that are being suggested by Alderman Wilhelm, are they to new language or existing language?
Existing language.
So
yes.
So it would be changes that had already been approved in the past by the county council.
Isn't that why it's before us, though, is for review? And this was coming back to us. I knew it was coming back to us.
Yeah,
so
I just
why make one individual change when it was coming
I'm
back?
I'm trying to
just
point, point out that
these
are not
the
new changes.
Itself, that's where I'd be a little confused.
You would be, changing the ordinance that was in place of the city train.
Alderman Wilhelm is reading from Section 28. It starts on the bottom of page 7. States that the section she was reading from is hereby created to be as follows. So either that's wrong or the chief is wrong when he says it's existing text.
The issue related to the 10-year smoke detector lithium battery is new language. But the other language related to the location smoke detector is current language.
Elsewhere in the code, because the provision says it's creating this section.
It's creating and including. It's creating new stuff and including old language, so it's sort of both.
Created to read as follows.
It's just reusing some of the words from previously. I think they understood what my concern was. If they just put the word or in there, it fixes it.
If the city attorney's okay with that, I'm okay with that. The city attorney?
Strike and/or and simply provide or in that last line of...
No, it's between bedroom and at the head of that and. It should need to be and/or, just like the second one is and/or.
After the word bedrooms?
Correct.
And do a quick history, and Alderman Taylor can probably correct me if I'm wrong. With the ad hoc committee, with all of the suggested changes to be made to help to streamline and make Franklin more business friendly, this was right at one of the top of the list. Was that the current fire suppression code was so restrictive. In fact, it may be the most restrictive anywhere. The code that's in front of us is a code that is in other municipalities. It's a very strict code, but it's not as strict as the one before.
Yeah, I have a list of other communities that have are pretty similar to ours, although it was not the most restrictive. There are some communities that were more restrictive than ours, but it's right up there. It's right out of bar.
Okay. Alderman Olson?
Yes.
Well, I thought I saw Alderman Skransky's hand up.
After.
I share Alderman Wilhelm's issue with the HJ reference. It is a recreated section, that being section 1, paragraph 3. I remember the HJ, but I had to read through the document to remember what it meant. Page 139, Chief, letter C, it references fire inspectors. I don't think we employ fire inspectors. That be enabled fire marshal? I just lay that out for your issue.
We do have a part-time fire inspector. Our personnel that may do inspections outside of Gordy are fire inspectors, so I guess we kind of left it in there as a kind of an all-encompassing term.
But this relates to an active fire.
Page 139, is that? Mm-hmm. C? Is that what you're talking about?
I believe, yes. Okay. C relates to an active fire. So, whatever. I'm just pointing out that I think...
Yes, you're correct. You are correct, Alden. Yeah, that should be fire marshal.
And then just a question. We institute per hour fees. We anticipate that it will always only be one individual performing an inspection? Or should we make that per hour per man?
That would be your call, Alden. And I'm comfortable with the way it is. It seems to work out all right, but...
Yep. Alden Skrowski?
No, I think it should just be singular. I don't know why you would have to have more than one person inspecting something. I can't believe that.
The only time we do, Alderman, is if we set out a crew to keep the crew together for calls. In other words, if we're behind and the authority needs some assistance, we'll send out an ambulance with our full crew on it. We have to do it that way so they can go on calls if something comes in. So that's the only time we run into that. So it's,
yeah. But I think there should just be a single charge.
For the most part, yes.
Yeah, just single charge, $75. And that's it. Otherwise, that's laying it on. I have a real problem with that, even though the guys are there. So, I got this stuff Monday. I didn't get a chance to go through all of it very thoroughly, and because I have a bunch of questions. And Gordy and you know I've gone head-to-head with you on some of this stuff, and I'm glad that we're cleaning it up.
Yeah.
Because I've had a lot of complaints from the business people in this community, and in some cases I've been there saying, okay, explain this to me, and sometimes the answers don't come out common sense, but yet fire
that's
protection.
That's what we try to put into some of these areas where we've had the issues over the past, to try to build in some flexibility so that, for instance, I always like to use the example of in the old code it says 360 access around the building, both the wetlands and things like that we see, it's
impossible.
Nearly impossible. Most recent developments we get to get the 360, so we built in some flexibility for that now.
Yeah. Plus, you got the ladder truck too, and you can reach two sides with that ladder truck real easy. Everything is done.
As long as we can get there, yes, we can. Well,
stay out of the marsh. All right, thank you.
Olin Taylor?
Real quick, the mayor's absolutely correct at the ad hoc committee. This was the most heated discussion, I think, with those on the committee from the developer side, or those that we've invited to speak. That was probably one of the biggest, probably the number one topic. In my time here, my 4+ years, there's been a number of occasions where I've been involved, the mayor's been involved, or Wisconsin's been involved on fire-related matters, and so hopefully this addresses some of that. So I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance number 212 to amend chapter 133 of the municipal code related to fire prevention, protection, and control to modernize and update the same and to impose certain fees upon property owners for fire inspection services.
There a second?
Second.
So moved and seconded. Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? Alderman Wilhelm?
Are we going to include any changes?
Alderman
Taylor?
The two.
With that, any changes that have been made here this evening?
Second.
The city attorney has made this.
All right. Alderman Olson said that he's okay with that as the second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
I think that was 6 ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Right. Thank you, Chief.
Item 11.
Recommendation of the Personnel Committee regarding public policy forums document exploring shared or consolidated services in southern Milwaukee County. Just to get to the bottom of this, this is a motion to receive and place on file. You're not really asking the Common Council to take action regarding this. It's more informative, right?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussions? None. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Modification of battalion chief job description, Mr. Liberti.
Included in your packets a description of the action of the personnel committee relative to changing the battalion chief job description to incorporate the ability for an individual to not have the degree at the time that they're promoted into the position and to be given a period, staff's included a period of 4 years to get a bachelor's degree because they would still be trying to do it while they have a full-time job. So it would take some time even if they've already got an associate's degree, which is required for the job. That was the recommendation of the Personnel Committee, which did deviate from the first choice of the fire chief, and I've included language in that last paragraph that does incorporate, which was the fire chief's first choice for language change, which would be to leave the or provide an alternative to the bachelor's degree, which is 10 years of experience in a command position. So the real discussion at personnel was between the education requirement versus the experience requirement. And personnel committee had a split vote, I think it was 4-2, leaving the education requirement in, which the chief indicated was very important to him. But he had a slight preference for the allowing the 10 years of command experience to substitute for a bachelor's degree.
Do you recall what the vote was?
4-2.
Alderman Schmidt?
I would make the motion to approve the amendment for the job description for the battalion chief as per the attached document with the prepared date of 7/18/12.
Second?
Second.
Move second. Other discussion? Alderman Solomon.
I have a question. I did not make this personnel committee. I was on my way back from Minneapolis. Somehow the language in here is fine. I'm fine with the whole thing. I mean, number one, I want to thank you for your write-up on this issue. It's done very, very well. The scenario here I have is if we're going to give this individual or individuals, looking at it from 10,000 feet and what the future looks like, 4 years to attain a degree or 4 years to working towards a degree. In other words, I can do nothing for 3 years and then take a class. There has to be some discretion by the fire chief here that they have to be attaining something on a per-year basis. Mark, can you answer that? Did I miss that?
You can see that parenthetical on page 156. It does say that the degree can be obtained from 4 years of employment, comma, provided continued work for degree completion can be shown throughout this time period. Additionally, if you approve this item as it's presented, following in your agenda is the next item is some handbook changes that allows this language to have a longer introductory period, which is the new term, the probationary period, that addresses that. And in that language, it would be put in the handbook that you have to keep working to it. And we can, anytime you think you're not showing progress during that period.
Send you back where you can.
Yeah, so if you approve this, then the next item on the agenda, handbook changes, should be done to incorporate it. Those specific handbook changes weren't in front of personnel because we didn't know which way they were going, but it merely enables it to enact what they've already said they wanted to do. So I believe it can be done without going back to personnel.
All right, the motion on the floor is in second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? No. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson?
No.
Alderman Solomon?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Skarowski?
Aye.
5 ayes, 1 no, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item 13, resolution amend the City of Franklin Employee Handbook to provide for an extended introductory period to minimum job qualifications.
So moved.
To approve.
Second.
I move to second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? No. Ayes have it. 5 ayes, 1 no, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 14, recommendation, personnel committee to create additional heavy equipment operator position.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Olson.
There is a fiscal impact on going on this.
Okay. On that, is there any additional dollars requested that are not in the budget?
This
would
take
me
through our personnel.
So no additional funds.
To be clear, I believe the Alderman's reference is that it would cause the DPW personnel items for next year to have approximately $3,000 or so additional costs that we'd have to work through this budget. So he can fit it in the dot approved appropriations for this year, but it could impact next year's budget. But
That's if everything stays status quo.
Correct.
But if the wages and fringe benefit compensation would change, that could also go down.
Correct.
All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Excellent presentation, as always. Thank you. Thank you for doing a great job.
It's only quarter after eight.
Item 15, recommendation of personnel committee to revise job description for custodian. It's been moved.
Second.
It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. 16th, preliminary report as to the personnel committee's consideration of the need for retaining consultants for classification compensation.
Bring back as required.
I'm sorry, what's it?
Bring back as required.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 17, we did. Item 18.
This was something that was before you back in April. You asked us to get some more information, and I did it. The answers by the executive director there, and given the level of oversight, since the board itself, which is made up of mayors and village presidents, is monitoring this closely, and we can change our mind later, I believe it's in our best interest to let the professionals in the area take a chance, or not take a chance, but implement it, and we can easily monitor that they're not being too broad and liberal with its application. If you read his answers, I recommend having participation.
Is there a motion to direct the Director of Administration notify MATIC of the city's decision to participate in the, quote, release of bite case animals policy?
At this time.
At this time. Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 19 is a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for a new medical office building greater than 40,000 square feet in area use upon property located at 9969 South 27th Street. Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare, Franklin, Inc. City Attorney?
Mr. Mayor, staff would recommend that the council consider entering a closed session pursuant to the language in the notice providing that the common council may enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85, sub 1, sub D, to consider the terms and negotiation of a potential development agreement with Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare-Franklin, Inc., and related parties concerning public improvements related to the development of the proposed medical office buildings and the terms of general property taxation of existing and future development and uses of the Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare-Franklin, Inc. property within tax incremental district number 4, for competitive and bargaining reasons, and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
Make a motion to move to closed session.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skarowski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Only those parties having business regarding item 19 are to remain, and I would ask that all parties take all their personal belongings. We have returned to open session. City Attorney, do you have a suggested motion for us?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. The suggested motion would be a motion to direct the city attorney work with counsel for Wheaton Franciscan to prepare an amendment to the existing facility development agreement to include the special use parcel credit in part the initial medical office building non-tax exempt new development value against the minimum revenue requirement of the existing development agreement, generally consistent with the terms proposed in Wheaton Franciscan's Council's letter dated July 23, 2012, and to return the amendment to development agreement with and as part of an amended condition number 14 in the proposed special use resolution at the next regular Common Council meeting.
So we will move.
Second.
I made the motion.
I just wondered if the tape was back.
I made the motion, or did you?
You
did.
No, I made
it. You. Steve did. You. That guy over there with that orange tie.
Okay, it's very important. Is there a maker of that motion? Alderman Taylor?
Sure.
And who seconded?
Second.
Alderman Olson. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. There's a request for a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skowronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. All right, now turn to the next item on the agenda.
Cicilano, approval of the letter. Hessenstein, approved. Sam's East, change of agent, approved. Wisconsin CVS Pharmacy, change of agent, approved. Bell Sarowski, approved. Benny, approve of the letter. Bernandin, approved. Furry, approved. Jan Blicka, approved. Helm, approved with a letter on file. Helm, approved with a letter on file. Jennings, approved. Diva, approved. Musa, approved. Quilly, approved. Regner, approved. Schultz, approved. Scott, approved. Skarzinski, approved. Watkington, approved. Washakun, approved. Lansman, hold for a complete replace report. Hoffman, approved. Turp, approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Then moved and seconded for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have before you a list of vouchers 143572 through 143738. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded for discussion. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skowronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You now have in front of you the net payroll dated July 13, 2012. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson. Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skowronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We are adjourned.